Yo, welcome back. It's your boy Johnny Sins, the biggest sinner of them all. It's the Early Birds Podcast.
Yo, it's your boy OVO Alf, finest at the night. It's the Early Birds Podcast.
Yo, it's your boy Schemer.
Okay, my nigga, why'd you sound like Diddy, though?
Schemer.
It's your boy. All right, Eric. I know.
He sounded a little zesty.
Eric been going to them fucking Diddy parties for sure, bro.
He sounded sad. Bro, have you seen that Pinocchio trailer? That newer movie that they released?
No.
It released a little bit ago. But it's like, Father, when can I go see the world? It's like so zesty as fuck.
Nah, I ain't seen it.
You're gonna go watch it?
Nah.
Why not?
I only like OG Pinocchio.
Facts, bro. OG or nothing, bro.
No Diddy, Wood Boy Pinocchio.
Hey, wait, what do you mean
no Wood Diddy. Boy? No Diddy.
No Diddy, Wood Boy.
I don't get it.
When he's a fucking puppet.
Isn't he always a puppet?
No, he becomes a real boy.
In the movie or?
In all the movies.
Oh, I know.
Or am I tripping?
No, he does. But.
Yeah, and he's a puppet, but he's made out of wood. No Diddy.
Okay.
My nigga hasn't watched Pinocchio.
Nah, it's been a while, bro. All I know is that nigga's nose grows when he lies.
Yeah.
when he's capping.
Yeah. If I'm being real with you, bro, I really don't think I finished Pinocchio, like, beginning to end.
For real?
I swear.
Pinocchio low-key a classic movie.
Why, is it trash to you or what?
Well, no, I think they played it at, like, school.
They did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They did, but I remember, and they showed it in elementary, but they would skip the part because there's a part where they're all smoking. They would skip that part.
Eric wouldn't know. He didn't go to school.
You right?
Not even elementary. Damn, son.
Dude, do you know how many times I faked being sick?
In elementary?
Fuck yeah. Dude.
Eric's been a menace, bro.
Hell no, dude. I could never get away with that shit, bro. I could be sick as fuck and my mom would still make me go.
There was one time where I believe they let me be at the house by myself. Oh, dude, it was.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, because I was like, you know, quote unquote sick.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I was like saying like, oh, I don't want, like, I can't move. Like, it hurts to move type shit. So they like, let me be at the house.
type shit.
And so they left me there and we're okay. And I had the teriyaki balls, the frozen ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made one of those.
Gas, low-key.
And then I fucking started playing a Mario Kart. Double dash.
Bad. Those were back. That was back in the day when I liked frozen food.
Hey, those teriyaki balls were fire.
Nowadays, bro, I can't do that shit.
You can't do any frozen food?
Low key, I'm not gonna say any, but most frozen food, I can't.
My nigga, pop. Not even pop quiz. Just like a question. Hot question.
What?
Eggos, waffles. Eggo waffles. Nah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Hot Pockets.
Nah.
Not Hot Pockets?
Nah, Hot Pockets.
What Hot Pockets?
It doesn't fucking matter, Eric. Hot Pockets.
I was going to say
pepperoni or ham and cheese?
Nah.
TBH, nah. I think the pepperoni one's the only like real solid one.
Nah, because I'm tired of the pepperoni and I'm tired of the ham and cheese.
Wait, which there's more?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a shit ton. But
that's the only two I would get.
I think they all suck, though.
It's because the other ones are like just coming packs of two. I don't know if they have them at Walmart or not. But they have a chicken bacon ranch one. Pretty fire. Or a Philly one, I think.
I've seen the Philly one.
That one's actually pretty gas.
Like a Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Pretty gas.
Nah, it's just from Philadelphia, man.
Fuck you.
The bread. No, but for real, like I can't do frozen food. Like I used to eat fucking pizza rolls.
Yeah, see, that's one thing I can't eat pizza rolls.
Fucking, I can't eat Hot Pockets. I used to eat those, like, those TV dinners, the banquet ones.
Ooh, I can't eat those
no more. fucking yeah.
the one that comes with the brownie. Yeah, you fucking, yeah. You're like, oh yeah, motherfucker, yeah, this brownie is all fucking melted. Yeah, I'm
yeah, like, no. Fuck. Yeah, I used to do when I was fucking younger, bro. I remember because my parents used to always like work late, and so it would be like me and my siblings at home. But usually, you know, we were all little at the time, so we didn't know how to cook and shit. So we would go to the store and we would just grab a bunch of those because they were like 98 cents. At the time, are they still a dollar? I don't know.
I fucking doubt it. What are they called?
Banquet TV dinners.
What about the kid cuisine?
I never got those ones. Because those were too expensive.
I'm tripping, or that's the one with the penguin on.
Yeah. Okay. See, I like that one more than the banquet ones.
Yeah, no, because fucking, I never got cake cuisine because it was too expensive, and plus. I was a fat ass and I thought you got more food with the fucking baby ones.
He said I was a fat ass.
No, because I remember that. I remember fucking I used to watch this dude on YouTube and he would review frozen food. Like frozen food and shit. And I remember when this nigga would review like kid cuisine, he was always pissed. Cause he always said that shit was like robbery to parents and shit. Cause that I remember he got like this chicken nugget one, and there was only like 4 chicken nuggets.
Yo. All right, well, which one was your go to?
Low key, mine was like it was the chicken finger. It was the chicken finger, and I think it had like mac and cheese, and it had the brownie. I used to like the fucking. The Salisbury steak one too.
I hated that one, bro. I hated that one.
Like grew out of it.
Nah.
What? No. But see, I tried it a while ago. I think it was like 2 years ago. I bought one just for the fuck of it. Bro, that shit tasted terrible. Like that's not fucking chicken, bro.
I mean, I feel like all chicken nuggets are kinda questionable, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, you've seen
how they make nuggets, right?
Yeah, I know it's a bunch of trimmings from bunch of shit, but nah, those TV dinner ones, bro, those are like alien body parts.
No, hey, the fucking the dino chicken nuggets. Oh, I can still fuck those ones up.
See, those are okay on occasion.
The dino ones, the Tyson ones.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
They're Tyson, right? Fuck you, Alfred. I'm trying to clarify here, you fucking asshole.
I always hate
on a nigga, bro. Always fucking hate him.
Always praying on my downfall.
Always. I got the answer for y'all, by the way, on how much they are now.
How much?
Oh, how much are they?
So the kid cuisine, the bougie ones, was a $2.48 a pack.
God damn.
See, that's usually what they wear, though. They're always two something.
And the banquet, they are $1.68.
Damn, they went up 68 cents.
Yeah,
they used to be a dollar.
Yeah, they used to be 98 cents. That's why we used to grab like 4 of them.
Yeah, all right.
They're fucking cheap. Okay,
but let's get down to the real good one though, the chicken pot pies.
I like the chicken pot pies.
Chicken pot pies from what? Kid Cuisine or what?
No,
it was their own like little. Was there a banquet?
I mean, there was a lot of them, but the ones that I really like were the Marie Callender ones.
Oh, just the chicken pot pie in general?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, oh my God. All I know is shout out my brother. He put me on to the KFC one, bro. You ever had the KFC one?
No, good.
Fire. Oh, but shout out my boy Eric for making me try Cheddar's.
That one is Cheddar's
a restaurant?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, hell yeah. Dude, it's amazing, bro.
I've been wanting to try it, and I'm like, it's amazing, man.
It's good as fuck.
I don't know. I've had one bad thing there.
What was it?
It was, I think, the shrimp Alfredo, I think.
No, it was some pasta.
But yeah, it was a pasta that had shrimp in it.
Some random shit.
What kind of food they got there?
It's more like southern, kind of.
But they kind of got like a variety of everything. Like, they got burgers, they got pasta. Oh,
okay.
They got fucking, you know, some fish.
The country fried chicken that they have. I
think they have steak, too.
It's like a southern diner kind
of
thing?
Yeah,
yeah.
But, you know, do the country fried chicken that they have? Fire.
But low-key.
Get a double.
Low-key. everything that I've had there is pretty good.
Hey, I tried that broccoli
the fucking casserole.
Dude, it was fire.
That shit is so fire, bro. I'm not a casserole nigga, but they had like a broccoli and some bullshit casserole.
Well, I know you're not a casserole.
What?
You said I'm not a casserole, nigga. Yeah, I know that. I
hate this nigga. No, that shit is gas.
No, it's gas.
That shit is gas, and the best part of it all, it's cheap.
How much is it?
It just depends on what you get. You're looking like a 15.
15?
Yeah, it's like 15.
Like on average per entree?
Per person, yeah. Okay, and then you do get one croissant with a, what is it? Like
croissant?
Okay, no ditty. It's literally, it looks like it's a croissant that someone busted.
Hey, yo.
No ditty.
What does it got in?
But it's good as fuck, though.
It's like a frosting.
Can I ask my question real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it like, but like busted on the outside, like on top of the croissant or like inside the croissant?
No, like on top
of it. Oh, okay.
This is why I said it looked like nah. But it's fucking incredible.
Oh, no, I'll show you right now. Yeah, no, I think they are amazing.
It's like honey glaze or some shit.
It's honey
like
butter, that. Actually.
Honey butter?
Honey butter.
Honey butter.
Oh, okay. So it's like a fucking scone, but...
It's like a scone, but it's way... It slaps.
Oh, that looks fucking
good. Fucking slaps so hard.
I'm going to go there tonight. Thanks for the idea,
You get one free one per person.
One free one per person?
Yeah, per person. And then they do have them as an appetizer, too.
I'm going there tonight. Full show.
Good. Bomb. They do have good steaks, too.
Good steaks?
Yeah.
How good?
Like, ooh, this is bussing.
Like if there was no context and they served you the steak, would you think it was from a steakhouse?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there'd be some places that serve steak, and I'm like, man, it's okay.
What steakhouse?
It's not a steakhouse. That's why
I'm asking. Did you get it from IHOP?
No, nigga. I'm saying, like, when you go to, like, Chili's or some shit, and you get a steak.
No.
A steak is fucking mid.
So when you try a steak, and it, like, sucks, what do you compare that to?
Longhorn.
What is your go-to comparison of a good steak?
Good steak is just a good steak, bro. Fuck. I can't really say any steak. Well, I like Longhorn, if I'm being honest.
Longhorn Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Longhorn does
have some good steaks. I think they have better steaks than Texas Roadhouse.
You know, I can agree. I can agree with that. And Outback, too.
Better than Outback?
Mm-hmm.
Outback mid.
Outback is mid. So this is the worst of the three, in my experience, at least.
I've only been to Outback like twice.
Matter of fact, I've only been to Outback once.
I've only been to Outback once too, but I remember it was mid. Texas Roadhouse though,
fire. Nigga, you just like it because they're rolls.
Hey, nigga. I don't see Longhorn having good bread.
I like their bread.
Texas got better bread.
It depends what you want.
What do you mean what you want?
Yeah, because, I mean, they got the sweet rolls, but at Longhorn, it's not sweet. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse better.
Okay. We can go with that.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I haven't been to Longhorn in probably a decade. So I wouldn't know.
A decade?
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, I went to Longhorn. I think the last time I went to Longhorn, I was like a sophomore in high school. I've not been there.
What's the most expensive place you've been?
The most expensive place I've been?
Uh-huh. Ruth's Chris.
Ruth's Chris? Uh-huh. You went to Ruth's Chris? Uh-huh. How was that? Worth the price tag or no?
If you have the money to like say you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a cool experience, yeah. To finally say, you know, I had $100 steak, it's cool.
Hold on, my nigga. You're not answering you're indirectly like I'm not.
But
actually worth
it? Yeah.
Not the experience, the food itself.
It's good. It's worth it.
Okay.
Tripping.
You been?
No, I never been there.
No.
Nah, the most expensive place I've been to, what is it called? It's a generic ass name too. I think it's called like the Steakhouse or some shit. It's in Park City. Stupid fucking expensive.
Not worth it?
Look, to me, I don't think a steak is worth $50.
Okay.
Over $50. But I will tell you, the fucking bread, fire.
Fire?
The bread was fire. And, I mean, the steak was good. I just thought it was hella overpriced. But I'm not used to paying that much.
So you wouldn't buy a Wagyu steak?
A what?
An A5 Wagyu steak?
Fuck no. Oh, way too expensive. I don't think steak's worth that much. To me...
You're not worth that much.
Shit, maybe. But nah, to me, $5, I think a steak is worth $30 at most.
For what size?
For like a 16.
$30 for a 16 is the most you'll pay?
Yeah, fuck.
Tripping. You're big fucking tripping on that one, cuzzo.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know where you could get like a fire life-changing steak for $30 for a 16 ounce.
I know Ruby River's pretty good
for 16 ounces.
Yeah.
What do you get, a fucking sirloin?
No.
Ribeye.
Yeah. Usually a ribeye or New York, but
New York is overrated as fuck.
To be fair, am I gonna tell you I taste a difference in either of them? I don't.
Tripping.
All I know is that the ribeye has more fat.
That literally adds a whole lot of flavor to a steak.
Oh, I couldn't tell. Me personally, I like the fries the most.
What the fuck?
You ever had Ruby River fries?
No, I mean,
those shits are stupid, guys.
I've never even been to Ruby River.
No?
Uh-uh.
What kind of fries? Steak fries or what?
They're like beer battered fries.
Sounds like.
What kind of beer?
I don't know. But they're fire.
Corona?
They're fire as fuck. I will tell you that.
Ruby River. I've been there a few times. It's all right.
Yeah, I think that steakhouse in Park City is the most expensive place I've ever been.
What about you, Johnny?
I don't know. I was trying to think about it while I was listening to you guys. And
no. No way.
I don't know, bro. I really don't know.
Cheesecake.
No, I went to this sushi place called Takashi in Salt Lake.
Uh-huh.
Sushi. Oh, dude. Sushi was fucking bomb, but it was expensive. I think I ended up paying like $75 for 4 rolls.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I've been to a sushi joint like expensive like that too when you're talking about like portion sizes. It was like $20 a roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sushi's dumb expensive.
Fuck,
see,
yeah.
I don't think that shit's worth that.
Yeah.
That's too expensive.
I'm cool. I'm chilling on the buffet sushi.
What do you mean?
Like when I go into Tony's or
buffet
sushi.
Buffet sushi is so. Oh, okay, okay.
No. The sushi from like an actual buffet. No, that shit garbage.
Oh, okay.
But like
like a sushi or sushi.
Yeah, like an actual sushi buffet. Yeah. I think it's cool for the $25, $30 bucks.
Oh yeah, see, like that is perfect. But nah, nigga, $20 for a roll, you tripping?
Yeah, and I remember my cousin got one that only had fucking two pieces of it. For like $25, I'm like, what the fuck?
Nah.
I got a question for you.
Huh?
Would you guys buy caviar?
Fuck Fuck no.
Just to try it.
No.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
What if somebody were to say, hey, bro, I can't give this to you, but I give you a 50% discount. Mind you, the cheapest... Fuck you up.
Bro, it's just because... Quick side note, I've been doing that shit at work all fucking week. Mind you, I want to go to break before I do that.
No, mind you, the cheapest like caviar prices are around like $130. So you're gonna be end up paying like $70.
Nah, cause I heard that shit don't even taste good.
No, that shit's no. Yeah, I've heard it's just like salty.
Yeah, I heard it's all
for clout. It's not supposed to be too salty. They got a salt. You know they got to well, if it's like a high quality, they got to like measure the salt perfectly.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So they'll like weigh it, and then they'll have like a fraction that you got to do to how much salt to caviar.
That's fucking crazy, though. Nah, nigga. No, 130 for those little fucking black pebbles?
You know, actually, now thinking about it, if someone said, yeah, I have some caviar, you can try it, some caviar, and they said you can try it? Oh, yeah,
I would. Fuck out of here, bro. Hell yeah, I would try it if it was free. Bro, I'd try it if it was free.
Man, but you like, fucking
tripping. That's not my question, nigga.
Nah, he said if he gives you a discount.
50% off.
Let's say he slangs it to you for $60.
I'm chilling. I'm good, love.
I wouldn't buy it
either. I'm good, love.
Nigga said if they gave it to me for free, I'd try it.
Yeah. Nigga, who wouldn't try it?
Vegetarians?
That's facts. That's facts.
Fuck no. Give that shit to me for like $20? Fuck it.
You do it for 20?
Yeah.
Max is 30 for
me. But fucking sit. Let's say anything above 50. Dude, if it's fucking ass, that's gonna hurt me.
Facts.
I don't know about y'all, but when I fucking get something and it's like pricey and it sucks, it hurts me.
No, that shit does hurt, bro.
Because I mean, if it's like cheap and it sucks, oh fucking well, you know, it's cool. But fuck, dude, when you go to an expensive ass restaurant and it sucks ass,
you're so and mad. And that
fucking
huh?
tab is like $90, $100, like fuck, dude. That shit hurts. You're leaving out that restaurant complaining, bro. You're complaining in your head, and then you're like, yeah, I'm never fucking going back there. And then every time you're driving past it, you're going to tell all your homies,
that shit ass. Man,
fuck that place, bro. That shit's ass.
What's that one restaurant then for you guys?
Fuck, I have to think about it. I have one, though.
I don't want
to
get flamed right now.
What is it?
I'm going to say it, though. It's Ramblin' Roads, bro. I swear to God.
You're tripping, dude.
You that shit was so fucking mid,
bro.
What did you get?
I don't remember, but it was mid.
That tripping, no,
that place was good.
That illegal skillet that I got was fire.
Hey, I went there with my girl. Hey, that shit fire.
That shit, like, it was good. Literally, when we went to the Layton one, and then when I went with this nigga to the Ogden one, it was just as good. Is it white as fuck? Fuck yeah.
But I'd rather go to Cracker Barrel.
Tripping.
Nah, you tripping. I'd you're rather tripping go to Ramblin' Roads.
Yeah.
Look, Cracker Barrel's okay. But no, Ramblin' Roads, I almost want to say it's a contender.
Ramblin' Roads?
For being like a good, like one of
breakfast
the
joint?
Go-to breakfast joints. Yeah. Yeah. Because, yeah. No, it's good.
Eh.
You tripping, bro. I don't know who you had as a server, what food you got, but that place is good.
It's pretty fucking mid. Anyways, Eric, you? Since Alfie's still thinking, what you thinking?
Fucking, what is it called? It was that video place. No Manches Way.
That shit was disappointing too, though. I could almost say that's my... Yeah, that shit was disappointing.
I have not said one good thing about that place. Like, not even one bit. The fucking it's SpaghettiOs they gave me. Yeah, no.
Bro, so SpaghettiOs?
Bro, it was supposed to be fucking ramen birria.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit had SpaghettiOs in it.
I swear,
though, they were SpaghettiOs.
Nah, there's no way they gave you actual SpaghettiOs. That's fucking crazy.
What do you mean? They're brown.
What would they give you SpaghettiOs?
Bruh. Nah, I think they were SpaghettiOs. Fuck. I don't know, dude. I don't know what place would it be.
Chili's?
No, to be honest, it probably would be that steakhouse in Park City, bro. Because I told myself I'd probably never go back there.
Damn.
That shit was too expensive, too fucking far. Okay. Crazy, crazy side note. My ass really doesn't go adventure out in Park City. So fucking, to be honest, when I think of Park City, I just think of the outlets and that's it. Outlets and a fucking McDonald's.
The fucking McDonald's?
That's all I think about when I think of
Park City. Not even a ski resort or anything?
No, because I've never even seen it.
Can literally see the fucking the lifts from the freeway.
Nah.
Yeah, you can.
Nah.
In the canyon? Yeah, you can.
Nah.
Sorry.
Nah. But this shit was like in a fucking it was like in a little town. Like that restaurant. It was in this random little town there. And they had nothing but like mom and pop stores.
I feel like that's most of Park City.
But, yeah, no, I never knew that shit existed there. And, yeah, we went. I literally came in there, bro. I remember. Because I told myself, yeah, I'm going to pay for my dad and me.
Yeah.
Bro, my nigga. I went in there with two bills. Shit, dog. I think I left. I think I left with $50.
God damn.
For 150?
Yeah, it was like 150. It was expensive, bro. Expensive as fuck. And it's crazy because I think I got a 16-ounce steak. 16 or 20. And my shit was like 60, like 60-something.
Do I trust you with steaks, though?
I don't know. You shouldn't because I'm not going to tell you I fucking love steak like that.
Yeah,
because
you say you can't even taste the difference between one and the other.
I can't. If you want to go try that shit, you can.
Nah, it's too fucking far. But like, if I'm down there, hell yeah.
No, it is far though. Cause yeah, it's like you get to Park City and you gotta go past the outlets and all that shit.
If I go down there,
past the outlets?
Yeah, it's like past the outlets and then you fucking take like this exit and then it'll lead you to like this fucking, it looks like 25th Street. Just without like the bars and shit. Yeah, it's like a fucking town.
Fucking 25th.
Yeah, and it just has like a bunch of like random stores.
Nah, fuck that. If I go down there, I'm gonna go there for a fucking lobster roll.
Where?
I forgot what it was called, but it was fire, bro.
In Maine?
Huh? Nah, nigga. Nah, Maine.
Nah, nigga. The Maine lobster roll?
Although that was expensive. I could say that was one of the more expensive places I've been to.
To what?
To that lobster place.
For real? Oh, wait, yeah, lobster.
I mean, it's lobster.
I bet, dude. I bet you that lobster roll was like $30.
Yeah, it was $30.
God damn.
Yeah. Cold or hot?
Warm. It was warm.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I mean,
is that a thing? A warm lobster? I thought it only either comes cold or hot.
I'm gonna go hot. It wasn't cold. But it wasn't hot, nigga.
What the fuck?
It's fucking warm.
What the fuck?
Room temperature?
That wasn't room temperature. It was warm. I'd say hot, bro.
Shit.
I think. I don't even remember. All I know is that shit was heavenly, bro.
You know who had a good lobster roll?
Who?
Fucking Joel's Crab Shack.
See, I've heard a lot about that place, and I've never been.
Yeah, that place is good.
Well, you can't.
It's gone?
Yeah, I think it closed.
Fuck.
But to be fair, I think Hook and Reel is just as good.
Do they have lobster rolls there?
I don't think so. No sé, compa.
Let me see. Oh, they got one in Sandy.
Yeah, that's where the Crab Shack was.
Was? Is, my nigga.
Oh, is it still open?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
That's what it says.
Oh, okay.
It says open until 9.
I heard that shit closed down. You never been there?
No, never.
Have you ever went to a real Salt Lake game?
No.
Oh, it's right next to it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go.
Pretty bomb.
Yeah. Let's go. Y'all ain't down.
When?
Right now.
I'm down, low key.
Oh, I can't today.
What you got going on? I'm hanging out with my girl, bro.
No.
I got plans with my girl already, bro.
My girl, bro. Hey, your girl already good enough to get roots for yourself.
That's crazy.
Nah, I'm fucking. We're gonna link up as a homie and we're gonna go smoke.
Yeah, that's cap.
Hold on, my nigga. Hold on. This is like the third time you've denied us to go smoke with your homie. Either you fucking lying, you hate us, or that nigga's gay and you're taking it up the ass.
Nigga, he's lying, bro. He's gonna go kick it with his girl, bro?
Huh?
He's lying.
Which one is it?
None.
It's gotta be one or the other. Because you obviously prefer to go with that nigga. You prefer to go with him.
It's actually not him.
It's a different guy? You like smoking that much?
Yeah.
He's not gonna go smoke, bro. He's capping here.
How much you want to bet? I'll send you the...
I don't want to bet. I don't want receipts. But I know you're not going to go there.
Nah, and low key, I still need to do some Christmas shopping.
I told you he's not going to do that. I know this nigga.
A master capper, bro.
I'm going to smoke and then I'm going to do my Christmas shopping.
He cannot cap to me, bro. He cannot. He's terrible at it.
Dude, I'm gonna go smoke and then I'm gonna go Christmas shopping.
Nah, every time he lies about smoking, he doesn't say I'm gonna go smoke. He said I'm gonna go smoke. That's how you know this nigga lying.
Smoke.
He can't even say it right because he knows he's lying.
Smoke. I'm gonna go smoke.
No, you're not, nigga.
Damn. Damn, bro.
Joe's Crab Shack was fire, though.
Who you gonna smoke with? Huh? Drop a name. Your name dad? Drop.
I'm smoking your dad right now.
Alright, bro. Alright. Anyways, what's next? Go ahead, Al.
What did we talk about?
What did we talk
about? Wait, did we end the whole conversation?
Yeah, I'm done with this conversation. Eric pissed me off.
Good.
Yeah. All right, well, fuck it, dude. I was watching some reels the other day.
Oh, here we go.
My brother was actually watching some reels, and I was listening to him. And there was one reel that was intriguing. No, it was intriguing. Okay, you guys obviously know the civil rights act and shit, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't like where this is going already.
Nah, y'all like this. All right, so you know what impacted the civil rights? Like, who impacted it the most?
Martin Luther King.
Okay, so like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Black Panther, shit like that, right?
Right.
Who else did?
My boy Abe.
That's not full. That was way before.
Nah, nigga.
Are we talking like current?
No. I'm saying like from around that era.
From around that era?
Yeah. Who else did? You're missing another like pretty famous one.
Okay, so we said Malcolm X.
Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Black Panthers. Okay, I'll give it to you. Rosa Parks.
Oh, what the fuck?
Just to find out.
I was going to tell you to give me a hint, bro.
Just to find out her husband has a car?
Yeah, so did you guys know her husband had a car?
No, that's fucking crazy. Yeah. How'd you spoil it, you fucking asshole? Now it's not even a surprise.
He spoiled it.
You fucking ruined it. Great job, Eric. Round of a fucking applause for Eric.
Hey, I'll gladly take it too.
I wish we had a clap button on here.
Like iCarly?
With the remote in the hand?
But yeah, Rosa Parks' husband had a car.
Hold on. Okay, so he had a car.
He had a car. But obviously, you know the story of Rosa Parks. She took the bus because allegedly that was her only way to getting to and from work and shit like that.
Right, right, right.
So obviously, she took the bus. She sat in the front. The front was for, you know, whites. The colored and blacks had to sit in the back.
Yeah.
She didn't want to sit there, so they threw her in jail.
Right.
Technically, she didn't need to take the bus. She could have had her man take her.
Mm-hmm.
But she took the bus anyways.
That's some gangster shit, honestly.
So, but the thing is, her whole movement is basically a fad. Her movement doesn't make sense at this point. Because she's a con. She's a poser.
I get that. Okay. I can see it both ways. Like, yes. But at the end of the day, she was standing on business. And I think it was like more of a morality thing. Like, fuck no, you're not going to send me to the back of the bus, my nigga. Fuck out of here.
Hey, shout out to my girl Rosa, though. Because of her, we're all equal now.
I mean,
you sure about that? You sure about that? I don't know, bro. Recent history doesn't say so.
No, fuck that. Without Malcolm X, the blacks wouldn't be free.
Fuck that. My boy Martin, bro.
All my Martin nigga did was talk and get shot.
He's a martyr.
That's all my nigga
He's
did.
He's a martyr.
All he did was talk, get shot, and dreamed.
And dream? You fucking
My nigga Malcolm fought niggas.
He did say he does have a dream. So.
Oh, I guess I could say Muhammad Ali too. Forgot about him. All right, fuck you.
The boxer?
Yes, the boxer.
Oh, shit.
He was an activist too, bro.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah, he really was, swear.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I thought he was just, you know, punching niggas.
Nah.
Damn. But yeah. Rosa Parks is a lie.
Damn, that's crazy. But that's low-key gangster as fuck.
How's that gangster?
But I mean, wouldn't you think this bitch would have told, you know, her man, like, you know, nigga, give me a ride.
Maybe they did.
Give me a ride.
Like, how did my nigga get away with that?
Hold on, but
he said, nah, bitch, take the bus.
But hold on, did that man have a job that he had to go through with his car? Do we know this?
I mean, I'm pretty sure, but sources are saying he had a job. He had a car, and he could have fully, you know, capable of taking her.
I don't know, but I'm a look into this. Because, like, look, I'm going to put it this way. Let's say fucking Eric and his girl. Let's make them both black for this case. I mean, Eric's already black.
Fuck y'all.
But let's say his girl's black, too. Okay.
He's with LaShondra.
And my nigga Eric has to go to work from, let's say, 7 to 3. Okay?
Damn, okay.
7 to 3, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
But my homegirl, Rosa, which is Eric's girl in this scenario, let's say she has to go to work from 9 to 5. Okay? That's a 2-hour gap. Now, my nigga got to take his car to work. He not off until 3. That's a 2-hour fucking wait. And I don't think my girl Rosa would want to wait 2 hours to get dropped off early at work.
So she said, fuck that.
She said, fuck that. I'm going to take the bus.
I'm going to go get segregated at the bus.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Damn.
So I looked it up. And you know how, like, sometimes when you get the answer right away, it pops up with, like, little smaller things on the bottom? It said, where was it? Bus boycott. During the bus boycott, Rosa refused to give up her seat, and some say that Raymond's car was parked while black people walked to work on dirt roads.
Wait, hold on. Yo, I don't know what the fuck I pressed, but I hope there's not music in the background. So if there is, sorry.
Mixtape coming soon.
Mixtape coming soon. Drop sorry, the fucking no, sorry. Beat. Anyways, go on, Eric. So she was sitting in the back of the bus and what?
Apparently this is for the boycott.
Yeah.
And Raymond, which is her her husband's name, who is your local barber, was parked while black people walked to work on dirt roads. Did you know that they had to walk on dirt roads? Because I didn't.
I mean, you know, back in the day, the brothers didn't have much coming up. Put it this way, Lincoln Freedom, he didn't give them money.
I mean, you know what's stupid? Huh. They were supposed to get 40 acres and a mule, and that shit ain't ever happened.
That's why he gave them the title of free men, but he didn't give them anything else.
Not even the 40 acres?
He gave the mule. He gave him the PlayStation console without the fucking the cords.
That's fucking sad.
He gave him a car with no engine.
So apparently what happened to that car was it was getting the carburetor adjusted. Supposedly. So it was in the shop.
It was in the shop. That's why she took the bus?
Yeah.
And she said, I'm going to sit in the back. Or in the front,
In the front?
In the front.
And then the white woman said, hey, give me your spot. And she said, nah, nigga.
And she said, I got here first. I'm staying. My nigga.
Hold on. Run that scenario back. What happened?
Nah, nigga.
Just like that. Wow,
hard.
That's pretty hard, Loki.
Word for word. That's what she said.
Hell.
So.
What year was this?
Fuck, like 1940 something? I don't know. Let me see.
Like the 1800s, yeah.
1900s, fool.
Wait.
Bro, I don't know what's going
nigga,
on.
Nigga, leave your phone right there.
Well, fuck, bro.
He keeps trying to slide in the DMs.
All right. Anyways, Eric, what?
19 what? I don't know. I'm trying to find it right now.
1910s, 1912s?
I don't know. What year did Rosa Parks not go to the back?
The wording is fucking impeccable, bro. What year did Rosa Parks not go to the back? Oh, I'm sick.
1955.
Not even putting. When did she ride the bus? When did she? When did Rosa Parks say, "Nah, nigga"?
Okay, so supposedly it was a hoax, but then it wasn't. After this fact check, because the car was getting fixed.
Yeah.
So nah, it wasn't for clout.
You don't know that, bro. It could have been for clout.
You don't know that it wasn't?
I know.
Or that it was, I mean.
I guess the world may never know.
Maybe that's just his excuse of saying, I just didn't want to give her a ride.
That's what I'm saying. You never know that shit. Sucks. That shit, it's going to go down to history.
Like hey, the mystery. But shout out to my brother for saying nah.
Nah. That was a cool little fact check, Eric, and a cool conspiracy, Alfred. But we have debunked it, according to our Google sources.
Debunked it.
Google debunked it.
Just imagine if that shit would have never been in the shop. She would have never gone on that bus. And who knows where we would be.
Outkast would have never dropped Rosa Parks.
Okay, I have a serious question for you, Eric.
Whoa, for me? Alright, hold on. Let me get ready.
No, it's just an easy question.
Okay.
How important is the Rosa Parks movement to you? Why are you laughing? It's not a joke. I didn't tell you a joke.
Why is Monica cracking up, bro?
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate Rosa Parks' actions?
10.
10?
10.
Like, fucking impactful, life-changing?
Yes, that was life-changing.
Like the Milky Way exploding, life-changing?
Yeah.
The Hawaii. Big Bang?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was bigger than that.
Damn.
And why?
Why?
Because if that would have never happened, guarantee we wouldn't be here.
What the hell? Why wouldn't we be here? We're not black.
Wait, hold on, nigga. When you say we wouldn't be here, what do you mean by that?
She saved the planet or what?
Hey, maybe, dog. But
we're not from Ghana. We're not from Africa.
Maybe the white people would have ruled the world if nothing changed.
White people would have ruled the world. What the fuck?
I mean, don't they? Don't they still?
Pretty much.
All right, well, more.
Huh?
More, so maybe more then.
Oh, maybe more?
Yeah.
No, so you're telling still... me the Popeye's chick would have been white?
Yeah. And it wouldn't have been as good. Because she forgot her spices and salt and pepper. Yeah.
Okay. Good answer.
Okay. That was a better answer than I thought.
Why, what did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say, fuck no. She just sat her ass in the bus.
and said, nah, nigga.
I mean, essentially, that's all she really did. She really didn't. You know. That boy Martin, all he did was talk, but you know, he had a crowd, he had clout. He had bitches.
Yeah.
Just like Malcolm X, he had bitches, he had soldiers.
Bitches galore, bro.
Shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to the Early Birds history lesson.
Not the history lesson, bro.
Yours truly.
Alfred
teaching history?
Huh?
I said Alfred teaching history.
The history teacher?
I could teach history.
You can't. Remember what happened yesterday.
I like history. Yeah, I remember exactly what happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
I went to work. Got whooped. Burnt some cheese.
You said you burnt some cheese?
Yeah.
Why'd you burn some cheese?
I left the heater cooking for too long. Yeah. And I had... Oh, you know what? We had pizza, too. Oh. They gave us Domino's pizza.
Oh, pizza party.
Okay, right. Pizza party, right. Get this, right. We each got an individual medium. Two toppings, right? Because, you know, that's the deal. And that job likes to save money. So we got, each of us got an individual medium two-topping pizza. You know, I got the classic pepperoni bacon. You know, and I so I went up there. Everyone's pizza was like over there, and I was looking for mine, bro. I was looking at some fucking, looking at all the pizza boxes, right? And I was seeing everyone's combos: pineapple, ham,
gas, fire,
pepperoni, sausage,
gas,
chicken, fucking bell pepper. Mm. And then I saw an interesting one, right? It's a very interesting one. Oh, very, very fucking interesting one. It had pepperoni. You know what it had? And jalapenos.
Fire.
Oh, fuck you, Alfred.
Pepperoni, pepperoni jalapenos. Dude, when I seen that shit, I'm like, Johnny works here? Right? So, dude, I don't like to hang around the break room. I hate hanging around the break room. I usually go out to my car. I'll go to the other break room.
So you're a loser, okay?
Huh? Huh? Hey, go ahead. Fuck you, dude. Nah, I don't like hanging out there because it's always fucking hot as fuck in there.
That's respectable.
But, right, I purposely stuck around, bro. I was just chilling, looking at my phone because I wanted to see who got that pepperoni jalapeno pizza.
Oh, so you ordered it from your phone?
What do you mean?
Or whose phone?
No. Oh. The work provided it, so I got my pizza, and I was just chilling, right? Chilling in the break room. I was waiting to see who went and grabbed that pizza, right? Is this nigga on my team, bro? Right. So fucking, after we got off, right, I seen him in the locker room, and I asked him, what's up? His name, ironically, is John, too. It's straight John, though.
My nigga.
So yeah, his name was John, right?
Right.
And, you know, I asked him in the locker room. I'm like, yeah, what's up, John? Like, how was your day? And, you know, he told me, oh, it was okay, you know, right? And I told him, yeah, did you enjoy your pizza? He's all like, yeah, bro, I loved it. You know, I really like when they let us pick whatever we want. And I'm like, oh, yeah? And I told him, what's up, John? What are the two toppings you picked? Me clearly knowing what he got. But he's like, oh, I got pepperoni and jalapenos. I'm like, oh, yeah? You're like one of my homies. He's like, oh, God, yeah?
Damn,
like,
bro.
Yeah, like one of my homies, he loves fucking pepperoni and jalapenos. The only thing is he does a little trick to it. And he's all like, what do you mean by trick? And I told him, he's like, yeah, like my homie, he said, like, he doesn't like to eat the jalapenos. He just likes the flavor. So he'll just get them just to take them off. He told
me,
what kind of fucking dumbass friends do you have?
Hey, I'm fuck like, that guy, I'm bro. Like,
dude, I have no fucking clue, but he told me that.
You should tell him to listen to this podcast and go to whatever episode this is, minute 53. Go tell him to go to minute 53 of this episode. Hey, John, hey, fuck you, dude.
You know what? You're telling me when you order like Domino's, right, you do the two toppings.
Okay.
Your two toppings are jalapenos. Just, do you eat the jalapenos?
No, he doesn't eat them.
Literally, that's what we just fucking said, Eric. Where the fuck you been, bro?
Literally, bro, he gets his pizza, he opens that bitch, and he starts picking them out. Or he'll fucking get slice by slice, pick them out, and then eat them. He likes the flavor. He doesn't like the actual jalapeno.
I think that's valid, bro.
But you're willing to give up a topic for that, though?
I mean, look, my nigga. The only other two toppings I would like, I wouldn't get with jalapenos.
What are they?
Ham and pineapple.
Okay.
That's it.
You wouldn't get jalapenos with it?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I think just jalapenos hits different with the pepperoni.
It's the same.
Yeah, because he said he didn't understand that one bit. Because I asked him, yeah, do you actually eat the jalapenos? He's like, fuck yeah. Why do you think I get them? I'm like, oh, but I thought you were just there for the flavor. Who knows?
Because jalapeno with pineapple is good. Jalapeno with ham is good. Jalapeno and pepperoni is good.
I think jalapeno on pizza is good in general, but I think it's too hot.
So I take it off.
That's why I don't get them.
Fuck you.
That's why I just say don't get them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I'm going to go pepperoni and I have two toppings, you know, fuck it. I get pepperoni and jalapeno.
But you're wasting it. That's basically wasting a topping. Shut the fuck up,
Eric. Let me talk, bitch. But most of the times I get pineapple and ham.
But when I do get pepperoni and jalapeno, those jalapenos are coming off.
They're coming off, bro.
He wasting the topping for no reason.
Yeah, he really is. Donkey.
Yeah, he really is. Shut the fuck up, Eric.
Yeah. I thought that was a cool little setup.
Look, my nigga, sometimes I be eating like a chicken sandwich and I like the flavor of the pickle juice. So I won't ask for it without pickles. And I'll take the pickles off so it leaves the pickly flavor.
Nigga, what?
Yeah. Swear. And that's not a waste of topping because it doesn't cost any fucking less or any more to leave the pickle on.
That one, yes. But
that one, yes. Yeah, shut the fuck up, Eric. You know when you get a burger with onions? And I fucking hate onions. Okay. And I take the onions off, I can still taste the onions. And that shit's fucking ass. That's one thing I don't like at all. So, yes, it does leave a fucking flavor.
And this is the guy that doesn't like Ramblin' Roads.
With the onions?
I hate onions, yeah. Onions leave a flavor. Even if you take them off. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, they do.
Do they? Do they for real?
I don't think so.
I don't think they do either.
They do.
I need to go get a double-double and try this.
What the comparison? The comparison?
I think it depends on the onions, too. I'm thinking like McDonald's onions, right?
Nigga, aren't they the same, bro?
No, they're not.
They're just cut up differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means more juices are coming out. Learn some shit, nigga. When you fucking cooking a chicken or a steak, the chicken is gonna absorb more flavor the more cut up it is. Because there's more fucking places for the flavor to enter. If you put a whole fucking breast on there, it's not gonna get as much flavor.
Alright, Johnny.
Alright, what? Am I right?
Nope.
Yes, I am. Fucking dumbass.
He said, learn some shit.
Nope. Coming from the nigga that don't know how to fucking cook. I don't want to hear it, Eric.
Jamini.
I don't care. No.
He knows how to cook gas cakes baked cookies.
His gas cakes are ass. This should be called ass cakes, not gas cakes.
They gas.
And his cookies, he don't even make those cookies. His girl makes them. So he can't take credit for those.
Yeah. Jamini. He sprays the fucking oil on the pan.
Dog, I don't even do that. She makes them while I'm at work.
She makes them and he's like, and hey, I just go pick y'all want to buy some cookies?
No. He's the fucking salesman. Hey, you want to buy some cookies? Yeah. When? Tomorrow. All right. I'll pick them up during lunch. I'll head over during lunch. Hey, babe. Hey, here's your cookies. I'm like, okay. I come back. Hold on.
You waste your lunch to go fucking buy cookies, to go get the cookies?
Yeah, I don't eat lunch. I don't eat lunch.
That is crazy work. You can't just be like, oh, I have them for you tomorrow and then fucking take them in the morning. No. You're going to waste gas to go get the cookies every break. Waste your fucking break instead of, all right, bro, I can have them for you
tomorrow. What am I going to do on break?
Chill?
That is chilling.
Oh, no, that. See, nigga, you calling me weird for all kinds of shit. That's fucking weird.
I'm chilling in my car driving. I'm chilling in her apartment.
The money you fucking waste going out to your house and back is the amount of money you're gonna get from your fucking cookies.
It's not lying.
No, even if all the money that I'm getting from the cookies put in my gas tank, I'm still coming out with $20 after.
What does that get you? Like a fourth of a tank?
No, full tank.
$40? Oh, yeah, huh? You drive a fucking
Nissan Gatra, huh? $25
Oh.
You just mad you had to fucking spend more. Woo! And that's premium.
You put premium gas in your shit?
Hell yeah.
It needs premium gas, really?
No.
Fuck no, it doesn't.
No, I don't know, does it? I could run 85 if I wanted to.
What the? Why the fuck would you put premium gas if it doesn't need premium gas?
To look cool.
No, it doesn't make sense. No, you know that's bad for your engine, right?
More mileage.
Huh?
More mileage.
No, you're fucking retarded. You know, if your car only needs unleaded, you're supposed to put unleaded, right?
It doesn't just need unleaded.
Then what does it need?
Huh? It needs gas. That's what it needs.
Oh! Yeah, but okay. Why would you put premium gas if it only needs unleaded gas?
It runs better.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it
fucking
doesn't.
I get more mileage.
Eric, you're going to fuck up your engine. You know it fires at different speeds, right? Mm-hmm. Your pistons.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not hitting the spark at the right time, it's going to fuck your engine up in the long run. Mm-hmm. And you're the car guy here? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
We're under warranty.
Under pistons?
He's the car guy here.
Like the piston cup?
I'm sick right
Shut
now.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm sick right now.
No, dude, I have this dude that I work with at work. He fucking told me he lost his virginity watching Cars. And so he's been hollering at this one bitch at work. And he told her, yeah, you want to watch some Cars? Like she's like, what do you mean, like, watch some Cars? Like, Cars, like, going around? She's like, no, the movie Cars. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, are you really trying to fuck her while watching Cars? He goes, yeah, don't they love it? And I'm like, no, fool.
Hey, bro, who knows, bro?
Hey, game is game, nigga.
They might like fucking Owen Wilson like that.
Wow.
She don't.
Ker-chow.
That's crazy. Eric, you got me fucking mad right now, bro.
Good.
For no reason. No, I'm not.
Looking a little steamy.
I'm a little steamy right now.
Brosif.
Coming from the guy that's not drinking his water right?
What?
From your...
Keurig? What the fuck?
From a what? A Keurig?
What the Keurig?
Keurig's a fucking coffee maker.
Oh, see, that's a fucking coffee
machine. Oh, what is the water thing called?
The water, what the fuck is it?
Damn.
Fuck. You the water purifier?
Damn.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't.
He didn't know the name.
Yeah.
He fumbled.
He fumbled the fucking bag.
He fucking fumbled.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to be a nice clap back.
It was. Too bad he can't clap back.
He fucking come.
He can't clap back.
Not today.
Not never. That's all you got, Alfred?
Low key, that's all I got.
Eric,
that's all you got, dog.
Alright. I guess we're going to end this one on a steamy note. And we'll see y'all on the next episode.
Steamboat?
Of the Early Birds Podcast.
Willie.
Peace out.
Dig, dig.
Merry Christmas.